Kovas Aldodas, Tuesday night. Yud Aleph Adar Aleph. In Shari Yichud HaMaisa. Page Kuf Pei Gimel. Page Kuf Pei Gimel, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 lines down. So he talked about Kavod and how, you know, even at its best, you don't become famous throughout the whole world. Even if nowadays you do become famous throughout the whole world, but it lasts much less. It used to last a generation or two or three, and now it lasts 15 minutes, and then you're not famous anymore. So he says it's not kedai, and he brings down some psukim to that effect. And this is how what you have to tell the Yetzer, because when a person's getting COVID, he's on it at a dinner, or the newspapers talk about him. At that moment, he feels very full of himself. He's being very deep, when he's telling you how to talk to the Yetzer Hara, he's telling you how to talk to yourself. Because remember, he said in the beginning of this whole perek, this huge, huge, huge perek, that who's the Yetzer Hara? The Yetzer Hara is you. So you have to think about the word ephemeral, the ephemerality of fame, and it blows over, and soon everybody's talking about something else. They go on to the next thing. And it's so limited, and it's not worth it. And he brings down psukim to that effect. The lochain, okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, the sixth line down on page kuf pei gimel. The lochain hatrados atzmi bo, and therefore, my attempting to get fame, my doing things in order to become famous, that people should hold of me, I should get into the newspaper, people should give me kavod. Vasiyoso matarosi, and my making it my goal. He's not being from the Chayvus Halbavus. He's being practical to do things and to decide my actions, to determine my actions based on the kavod that I get, which is certainly the human condition. But so he went through everything he went through to say, like, well, it's covered already. How long does it last, and how widespread is it? And meanwhile, people are really mocking you in their hearts. He said that before. Migraz barura. It's degrading. It's degrading. It's migraz barura. It's a chisaron. V'chet nusuav mitzidi. It's a disgusting avera. Okay, here he says the word avera, but really, he's not talking about it from the aspect of avera. He didn't bring down any psukim that it's usher. He's like being practical. It's a waste of time. It's really meaningless. You don't get anything from it. Okay. Now he says an amazing short conversation, which you do a double take. Kvar sipar lechad me'achasidim shomu lachaveiro ha'im nishtaveisa. So it's a made up word. It means from the word, I'm not sure what word to use. Nishtaveza means, is everything the same? Are you the same vis-a-vis anything? So he asked him, Amalei Bezinyan, like, what are you talking about? He could have told him, Milchiks and Fleishiks, is that all the same to you? If you're rich or you're poor, does it matter to you? So he says, in what inyan? Omar Heim Shavim Beinecha Hatilo Vaginoi. Do you feel, and it's an amazing thing, do you feel exactly the same if people praise you or if they
degrade you?
Amalolo. I can't say I feel the same. We're talking about high madriga. It's not the same. You know, this. I have this warm, fuzzy feeling when they praise me. And when they degrade me, I feel either it's unjustified or I'm upset. Or I feel bad, and I don't like it. He says, "Amaloi imkain." If it's not the same, terem he got the lehesik. You didn't make it yet. You didn't make it to the apex of shviros hamidos, of what your midos should be. Now you have to understand what he means. He doesn't mean that. You know, if Rav Steinman praises you, right, let's say you have a gadol, and he praises you, or he says you're a terrible person. So obviously you're not going to feel the same, and you shouldn't feel the same. But the reason there is because you hold that they're representing how Hashem feels about you. They're not talking personally. If they would be talking personally, then it would not be the same. But when he's talking about the same, of course, if it would be a reflection of how Hashem feels about you, then you should feel differently. But that's what you should feel differently about. You should feel differently that my actions are not pleasing to Hashem, and my actions are pleasing to Hashem. That's the only thing you should care about, Hashem's approval. But if you're okay with Hashem's approval, let's say, then that's when this story is coming after that, right? I'm comfortable with what I did. But still, so he said, okay, people applauded you or they jeered and threw tomatoes at you. So he said, no, obviously there's a difference. He said, so you didn't make it yet. You're not there yet. And that's what we're looking for. We're looking for that. It's a very powerful way to say what we've been learning about for the last 2 weeks. What we're looking for is that it should be the same. You know, the graph, they hook you up to it should be the same. The same flat line to both. Because you're only interested in Hashem's approval. You don't care what people think of you. So much so that not only don't you care, you see, until now we've been saying don't you care. That's the power of this story, this little vignette here, 2 lines long, is till now we've been talking about what my motive is and what I look forward to and what the purpose of my actions are. And now he's talking like, this is a much higher madrega, I feel. You did it already. You did it, and you did it for the right motivation. Now, people are either going to applaud or they're going to throw brickbats at you and jeer. It'll be editorials in the papers, you know, how terrible you are, what a terrible person you are. So the guy said, you know, I can't say it's the same. Like, even if it wasn't your motivation, that's the chiddush here. If it wasn't your motivation, but certainly you would think that you have the right to feel differently. If they, you know, you, in one case you feel good, and in one case you feel bad. So you might feel bad and say, oh, a bunch of jerks. You know, what do they know? But you feel bad. So he wants you to not care.
Would you not be able to feel bad if, in that instance, the articles in the paper or something like that, affected the way you are able to influence people and doing mitzvah?
So that's also, then it just boils down again to how does Hashem feel about you. So Hashem is not so pleased, because Hashem is not so pleased if it will affect your ability to serve him, so he's not pleased. If you did something in a way that people now look at you in a way that you can't influence people anymore, so then Hashem is not pleased with you. So that's, it always boils down to that. That when it makes a difference in how Hashem feels about you, then you should care. But if it only makes a difference how people feel about you, so not only shouldn't it be a motive, but you should be nishtavesa, to be the same. The graph, the lines, the graph should be the same. It's a very powerful story. I think there's a Rambam, the famous Rambam. The Rambam's talking about anova. I'm not sure it's the same midah exactly. The Rambam says that a person went down, I said it once in a drasha a few years ago, a person went down to the hold of a ship, and he went to sleep, and when he woke up, someone was urinating on him. Okay. And that was like, he said, that was it. I reached the peak of midos, of shviras hamidos. Now the Rambam's talking about anofa. I'm not sure it's the same thing as we're talking about. We're talking about doing a good deed, and why are you doing it for? For whose approval? Whose approval are you seeking? I'm not talking about anova, but that's also, it's like this story, it's all the same to you. You know, you're in it, you're in it. So, like, in the Rambam's world, it's like, why do I deserve that you shouldn't? He's talking about anova. Like, I don't deserve that you shouldn't. So if that's what happened, that's what happened. I have no right, I have no entitlement that you shouldn't urinate on me. Why? What am I that you shouldn't? That's the Rambam's talking about. So we talked about that a few years ago. But now it's really something else. It's just, I'm struck by the similarity of the what you expect of people who are working on their mitos. Again, this is an extreme, we'll call it an ideal. It's certainly extreme and it's certainly an ideal that you should feel the same. Right? Okay. Now let's go weiter. Now we're moving away from Kavod and we're weiter, you're fighting the Yetzirah. And now he goes on a rant. I really want to skip the next rant because I want to save it to curse out the Oilam. Because the next rant is so appropriate for everybody not just in the shul, it's appropriate to everybody in the world. But it's so powerfully put, I always want to save it. But Baruch Hashem, there's so few people here that it doesn't matter. Kasha Yisya'ish, so now he's going on to the next battle with the Yetzirah. Kasha Yisya'ish HaYetzir Milahachshil Chaboifin Azeh. He's finished already this way of trying to trap you into doing things L'shem Kavod or Shem Tov.
We're assuming now that he's
moving on to the next thing. We're in a different. Well,
I'm
sorry.
Is he assuming now that he reached this Madrega?
I don't know. I don't think the things he's talking about now are sequential. They could all be at the same time. They could be both. Even though he does say it your way. But I mean, he's talking about the Yetzirah and just keeps trying. He said it's your worst enemy and he never gets tired. And you beat him in this, it just comes on to something else. So, I don't know if it's exclusive, but rather he does say it the way you put it. When the Yetzirah gives up, so he'll come up with another point. But his main point is to say that he's tireless and he just keeps coming up with new things. So he finished this, which is quite... is a mamish, a human condition with kavod. Yizom, he will plan lechabel ma'asecha b'hatrodas livcha b'olam hazeh. He's going to make you busy. Whenever you want to focus on olam haba and do things like learn or do good deeds, you're all of a sudden going to feel busy and you have mamish a whole list of 102 things that you didn't take care of yet. And he's going to go through those 102 things, the way people's mind works. And all of the things that you have to do, and you want to accomplish, and you want to do things. And therefore you'll forget about that it's all going to come to an end one day, and they're going to be shoveling dirt on you. And then all the stuff that you're busy with is not going to matter. Not one drop. And if he sees, I don't think this is a new thing. I think this is an elaboration. If he sees Shatarotzel Nispanos Lanyoni Olam Haba, he sees that you're shtickle, maybe a little cheshbon hanefesh here, you're a little focused on Olam Haba, you're going to daven, you say, okay, for the next hour, I'm going to daven. For the next half hour, I'm going to daven. When he sees you doing that, you're going to feel a schova, onadova. People used to daven tefillas and daven much more often. Time in the flavors of lovers. Well, maybe he just means like saying tillim. Say you want to take out a tillim and you want to say tillim. Or you want to praise Hashem. You just reminded yourself what Hashem did for you and you want to praise Him. Obeis Kriyas HaTorah, you're listening to Kriyas HaTorah. Obeis Limud, you're sitting down to learn. Finally, you know, you're opening up a Gemara, Mishnah Berurah, the flavors of lovers. So he comes and he attacks. See the attack tomorrow night.